Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 26. Now there are various gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each of us is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of the tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit who allots to each one individually, just as the same Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and the same, it has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, do I belong to the body?" that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor the hand, nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable we clothe with greater honor, or less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice with it. Here is the reading of God's word.
We are so fixated on body images in our culture. Everywhere we look, we are inundated by advertising that tells us our worth goes up if our dress or waist size is small enough. Our stock is higher if we have blonde hair, or for the men, by simply having hair. It's kind of nice in a culture like this to see a show like Hairspray, whether it's the first one, the second one, or the current one, where the girl who doesn't fit into the size 2 dress wins the day and gets crowned the queen. Wouldn't it be nice to be comfortable in our own bodies? For those of you out there who have achieved this, you are the envy of a great many of us. For just as we struggle with our body image and sense of self-worth, so too the Corinthians, to whom Paul was writing, were in a constant state of internal struggle, trying to figure out who was in charge, who had greater status, who were the somebodies, and who were not. A group in Corinth was an interesting lot. They were in a metropolitan area, and much like those areas in our country today, it held a salad bowl of different cultures and traditions. And in that little church, there were folks from all walks of life, financial, social classes, all mixed in together. Well, that sounds progressive and pretty cool, being so very integrated, but suffice to say that they didn't do it very smoothly. They fought, and they fought over who was going to lead. As the saying goes, there were too many chiefs and not enough Indians. They had factions regarding who had teaching skills and the like. Paul gets pretty fed up with this group. He tells them that all their arguing and their taking sides has caused them to lose track of what brought them there in the first place. He reminds them that they're there to worship God and to serve their Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Not the preacher, not the teacher, not the man with the biggest checkbook, but God. Paul also tells them that by taking sides on everything, not only were they taking their attention and their focus away from God, but they were re-crucifying the body of Christ. How would that make you feel if somebody said that you were re-crucifying Christ? Some pretty harsh words to hear. And along with those constant power struggles, Paul also is faced in this church with their conflict and confusion surrounding spiritual gifts. Some thought that their ability was more important than someone else's, so they should have a greater say. Some thought that they were too good for the menial ministries of mercy and outreach. It is here where we see Paul turn most of his attention in our writing this morning. He counsels the church in Corinth, and his words are timely and timeless. There are all kinds of gifts. The one Holy Spirit of God, who is the giver of each and every one. Each one is given not as we want or ask, but as God sees fit. For God alone has the master plan and knows better than we what this body we call church really needs. Some of us are good at preaching. Some at teaching. Some know electrical and plumbing repair. Some are great with money and number crunching. Some have a green thumb. Some are wonderful listeners, phone callers, and letter writers. Some are wonderfully patient with toddlers, while others, their gifts shine while they lead an adult Bible study. But not one is more important than the other. Just like the physical body, we need all the parts working together to be strong and healthy and whole. If you lose your eyes, you can't see with your foot. If you lose your hands, you can't write a letter with your nose. Each part is important and valued and needed. We need talkers and listeners, laughers and criers, young and old, and the list goes on. Paul's point is this: absolutely everyone, every man, woman, and child is an important and essential part of the body of Christ. And each one has something to contribute to the greater whole. If you have a preteen person in your life, then it probably did not escape your attention that High School Musical 2 debuted this weekend. It is the sequel to a sizable Disney hit, High School Musical. Well, my son has watched the first one off and on for the last couple of years, however long it's been out. And I've caught bits and pieces of it here and there, but never sat down and watched the whole thing. Well, one day while we were at the hospital in Denver and James was doing some different tests and activities, I was sitting in the room reading some of my educational materials, and the show happened to be on the TV. And I found myself watching it and following the storyline. It seems within his high school, both the adults and the students had some pretty limited worldviews. The basketball coach only thought athletics were important. The drama teacher thought the stage was the only thing worthwhile. And the science teacher, the academic bowl. Not surprisingly, the students in this high school had also fallen into the habit of pigeonholing and trying to value one group above or below another. Well, by chance, a jock and a genius meet. They like each other, and they find that they share a love for singing and performing. Well, now all manner of havoc breaks loose in this high school, and there is much scheming and conniving. But eventually, this group begins to see that they can accomplish so much more joy in one another when they work together. As I was watching this plot unfold and weave neatly to its close, I thought to myself, this reminds me a lot of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, I don't know if that happens to you a lot, but we preachers, a little thing goes off and you go, hey, I can use that. So, I'm going to ask my person in the back to cue, and I want you to see just a little piece of the finale to High School Musical. It's not quite the same writing style as Paul. But I think the message parallels our scripture quite nicely. We're not all alike. And that's a good thing. Our differences are by intention. And together, we make each other strong. We need our different gifts and personalities, and we are all in this together. Together, we are a beautiful, well-running body of gifted children of God. Once we see that, our differences are celebrated and not looked upon with suspicion. Once we see that, we indeed shine like the stars, and God's glory is revealed.